From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Consumers may be in for a major break on credit card purchases under a tentative settlement between the Justice Department and the nation's two biggest credit card firms, Visa and MasterCard. Attorney General Eric Holder says until now, Visa and MasterCard have forbidden merchants from telling customers about the fees stores must pay credit card companies.
They also prevent merchants from offering consumers any cost-saving options such as discounts or rewards for using less expensive forms of payment.
Holder says the proposed settlement would change all that. The government has sued Visa, MasterCard, and American Express for anti-competitive practices. American Express says it will fight those allegations. A court in Paris finds a former financial futures trader guilty on all charges in a massive fraud case. Eleanor Beardsley says Jerome Kerviel has been sentenced to 3 years behind bars in order to repay his former employer, French bank Société Générale, nearly $7 billion.
33-year-old Kerviel was found guilty on charges of forgery, breach of trust, and unauthorized computer use. Kerviel maintained his innocence throughout his June trial, holding that the bank authorized such risk-taking as long as it made money. Kerviel's lawyer said that his client seemed to be the only one paying for the excesses of a corrupt financial system.
Eleanor Beardsley reporting from Paris. The Nobel Prize for Physics this year goes to two Russian-born scientists now working in England. They won the prize for discovering a new form of carbon called graphene. NPR science correspondent Dan Charles joins us now. Dan, what's so special about graphene?
Graphene is a sheet of carbon atoms, extraordinarily thin. You can think of it as a sheet of just one atom thin, or one atom thick, a layer like a honeycomb web. The scientists, Andre Geim and Konstantin Novoselov, discovered it in 2004 at their lab at the University of Manchester in England. And because of what this material can do, it set off quite a lot of excitement among scientists.
So, Dan, what might it be good for?
Well, it has this extraordinary set of qualities. It's a very, very good electrical conductor. It's also extremely strong, and because it's so thin, you can see right through it. It's transparent. So there's armies of scientists now coming up with ideas for what you could use it for, ideas like touch screens on computers, sensors, electronic components, all kinds of things that take advantage of graphene's qualities.
Thanks, Dan. NPR's Dan Charles reporting from Washington. President Obama focuses attention on the nation's community colleges today at a White House summit. He'll make the case that those colleges play a key role in developing the country's workforce and keeping the U.S. competitive in the global economy. The meeting brings together educators and local officials from across the country. This is NPR News from Washington. Searchers are digging through the mud with their bare hands in Indonesia, looking for dozens of people missing in a remote area hit by landslides and flooding. At least 29 people are dead there, and hundreds of homes have been destroyed. The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case involving the trade-offs between privacy and security in the post-9/11 world. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports the case could test the limits of federal background checks on low-risk government contract employees.
Research scientists at the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory are seeking to bar the government from conducting what they call intrusive background checks that include medical, financial, and drug histories. The scientists are contract employees who work on high-profile NASA projects like the Mars rover. They're paid by Caltech but work at the NASA campus near Los Angeles. None of them works with classified information or is subject to security clearance. They don't contest the government's right to confirm their identity and qualifications for employment, but they are challenging new investigative rules put into effect by President Bush in 2007 that allow extensive probes of their personal lives. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Bolivia's President Evo Morales is being accused of kneeing an opponent in the groin during a soccer match in which they were playing, a team led by Morales playing one led by the mayor of La Paz, a former Morales ally who now opposes him. A video posted on YouTube shows Morales walking up to the player and kneeing him. After the match, Morales' security agents briefly tried to arrest the player, who Morales claims came at him cleats up, tearing skin on one of his legs. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for